From Tidbits on February 2nd, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for February 2nd, 2009, written by Doug McLean. Personal Brain 5.0.2 from The Brain Technologies is the latest update to the Visual Information Manager that comes in free, core, and pro versions. This minor update offers increased speed and improved memory usage. Specific bugs have also been addressed, including one that causes non-responsive bookmark importing, one that causes relinked thoughts to lose their link labels, and one that prevents a closed brain from opening without a different brain being opened first. Typinator 3.4 from Ergonus Software is the latest update to the popular auto-typing and auto-correcting utility. New features include options to suspend Typinator temporarily and maintain the height of the setlist when this window size changes, and the capability to expand text in floating windows such as spotlights. The latest version also includes several minor enhancements and bug fixes, such as resolving a bug that caused the software's memory usage to increase over time. iPhone 2.2.1 software update from Apple provides bug fixes and specifically addresses two issues with the iPhone's operating system. Overall stability of Safari has been improved, and an issue where images saved from mail do not appear correctly in the camera roll is fixed. The update is available from within iTunes when the iPhone is connected. iDVD 7.0.3 and the iLife Media Browser update, both from Apple, quote, improve overall stability and address a number of other minor issues, end quote. Unfortunately, that's all the concrete information Apple has provided, although we've since learned that the iLife Media Browser update fixes some problems with Spotlight. The iLife Media Browser enables users to access their photos, music, and videos from Aperture, iLife, and iWork, and is thus recommended for users of those programs working in Mac OS X 10.5.6 Leopard or later. The iDVD update is most likely related to the recent QuickTime 7.6 update, as the former relies heavily on the latter. Both updates are available via software update or from Apple's support downloads page. HudaSpot 2.4 from Huda Software is an update to the file search tool that provides an alternate front end to Spotlight. This version adds a new feature called Text Preview, which provides a dedicated preview feature for text files. Within this preview, search strings are automatically highlighted for more efficient searching. It is also possible to search the text preview itself. SpamSieve from SpamSieve 2.7.3 from C Command Software is a maintenance update to the powerful Bayesian spam filtering software. Changes include a rewritten manual intended to make setup and troubleshooting easier, improved entourage capacity for handling uncertain mail, refined blocklist rules for enhancing accuracy, and a more robust Apple Mail plugin installer. The update also fixes several bugs, including one that makes parsing multi-part messages difficult, one that sorts in rules windows, and one that marks incoming entourage messages as junk. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.